Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
My hips don't lie.
That sounds pretty amazing. Yeah, I don't think I should do a line of questioning about your hips.
Oh, that's okay.
Don't
if you want to call in, you can. We'll give you the number in just a few minutes.
And pictures with each hip.
Well, how many hips?
Hip, hip, hurrah. Hooray.
I'm very hip.
He's very hip. And not a hippopotamus.
No, not a hippopotamus.
No. But hip, hip, hooray.
But I'll try everything.
I wouldn't say that. Eric, would he try everything?
He's a trisexual.
I never heard of that. Is that like a triathlon? I don't know. Is that triathlon?
I think there's a couple of triathlons going on.
Yeah, just on my radio show head.
It's Eric Reiner.
And it's Eric and the lovely Kathleen in studio behind the glass. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is that Shakira? No, it's Kathleen.
Shakira, who's that?
Her hips don't lie either.
Yeah, her hips don't.
Oh my gosh! Over the air, you said that.
Bring us.
What do you mean that? What does that mean anyway?
It's a song by Shakira.
Because this song, Shakira is bringing us into the show today.
She is. I never met her.
Wow. Try everything from Zootopia.
Oh, that's why you said try everything.
Yes, we are celebrating the release of Zootopia, Disney's latest animated adventure. Just opened up in theaters yesterday. And this song is played twice in the movie, once when Officer Hops is entering Zootopia, and once at the end of the movie, and I'll give you my review of the movie a little bit later on, but in honor of the movie, we've got several animal-themed guests, and all of today's songs are about animals.
Animals?
Yeah, so.
And they do the triathlon?
Some of them do. Well, you know, the tortoise wins because Slow and Steady wins the triathlon.
Because Officer Hops falls asleep.
Yeah, Officer Hops falls asleep. Well, not necessarily. You know, never judge a book by its cover or an animal by its predator or prey status. Okay?
Prey? What? That's a religious significance?
It is. It's very, it's a very religious film.
Or is it a mantis prey?
Yeah.
What's
you know,
what are those things?
Rabbits.
Praying mantis.
Praying mantis. You know what they do after a certain activity?
They eat the heads off of the other one.
Yeah, but why? Yeah.
Well...
I mean,
haven't you ever wanted to?
Have you?
I mean,
no, not really. I mean, talk about performance anxiety. Am I right?
Something that
I think
that
I think that's the reason.
Have you ever had the urge to bite off Kathleen's head?
I think it's the other way around.
It is other way around.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's like a Black Widow type thing.
Okay. Kathleen looks a little confused and possibly like she wants to have a conversation with you privately, perhaps during the break.
If you come in next week. With no head, Eric, we'll know what you did Friday night.
You know what? If you don't have a head, just don't bother coming in. Okay, it's all right. We'll understand.
No, that would be
I'll
interesting.
I'll probably be dead, but
no.
Is that how it works? I don't know.
No,
because
I don't.
You still have the heart. The heart's still pumping.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but I don't know. But Zootopia did open up yesterday, and so we've got a nice animal-themed show for our wonderful listeners out there today. We've got an interview with Dr. Jennifer Vertelin. She's an animal behaviorist, so she's going to tell us about animal behavior and can a cheetah change its spots. Is that right? A leopard.
Can you teach an old dog new tricks?
Exactly. We'll find out. Or can you teach a predator not to go after the prey?
I think you can.
You think you can?
Of course you can.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, I think so.
And also from right here in our backyard, Wildlife World Zoo's Christy Morcom. She's going to tell us about all the exciting things going out there in the West Valley. Have you ever been to the Wildlife World Zoo?
I have not. Never knew there was one.
Really? Okay. I was there once when I was a young lad. I went there. I know that there's a lot of new things there. I think I went as a school field trip right after
when you were in elementary school.
Might have been elementary school. I don't know.
Grade?
It was like right after the 101 opened because all of that was new. So that tells you how long ago I was there. But we'll also be reviewing another film called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Yes,
otherwise known as
What is that? Is
WTF?
That a dance?
Oh, is that okay? Well, there you go. Well, Tina Fey stars in it as journalist Kim Baker. She's going to.
Is that based on a true story?
Yes, it is. Yes. So we'll be talking about that movie, and of course you got the fox trot, right? The fox because it's the animal theme. Yeah,
fits
into today's show. Well, and also because then you want. And then also, did you know about this A1 Animal Talent Agency, Dave? It's right here in Phoenix.
I never heard of
it. They've got animal actors, including one of their clients. I guess that would be what it's called, was the dog in Daddy's Home, that Will Ferrell movie.
Wow, they even have the dog.
Yeah, they've got the dog.
What do they pay that dog anyway?
I don't know. We'll have to ask.
Milk Bones.
And who's the attorney? Doris, what's her name?
Markovic. We want her to call in? I can get her on the phone right now.
She represents the dog?
I don't know.
She's an animal rights attorney.
They've got, believe it or not, there is actually a movie about Doris Markovic, about her life story from many years ago.
I didn't know that.
It's a movie called Hello, My Name is Doris.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
That's a clever name.
And it opens up later this month. We'll be reviewing it. Sally Field stars as Doris Markovic.
Sally Field.
We like her. We really like her.
Yeah, remember that when she accepted the award? Yes.
You think I'm joking, but it really, you know, she's really
portraying
her.
Yeah, we do think you're joking.
It comes out later this month, in a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. Then we'll have to check that out. We can go to the premiere?
I'm not sure. I don't think we're invited to the premiere because of what Greg and Eric did last year. But
then they go to sensitivity training? I thought they
did, but that didn't do anything for Doris Markovic.
Oh, it didn't?
No.
Did they go out with her maybe?
I don't know what they do in their personal time.
Oh, okay.
I
have pictures. But anyway.
Speaking of pictures, those were some pretty amazing pictures that Trisha sent to me from your escapades last week.
Escapades, yeah. We had a lot of escapades, and like the icecapades, but we spell it differently. And, it's pretty cool stuff. The Sedona Film Institute, the Sedona International Film Festival.
Oh, the festival there.
Phenomenal. It really is a well-done, incredibly well-organized, put-together film festival that's even beyond the festival. It'd be a film because they had, of course, they opened up with Chicago. Phenomenal band. And Kathleen and Eric, you've heard of Chicago, right? Yeah, we talked about that a couple
weeks
ago.
Yeah, I've been there.
And, well,
I like
that's
the hot dog, you know, because I still haven't been to Portillo's. Can we get Portillo's here in studio?
Yeah,
sure.
Chicago?
You can get whatever you want as long as you pay for it.
Exactly.
No, I'm not interested in doing that. Thank you.
But great concert. We interviewed, of course, several people from the film, of course, and met several of the Chicago band members. Just a tremendous concert. So it started off sold out both Friday, Saturday night. We also were able to see Rosalind Kind in concert. Phenomenal entertainer. In fact, she's going to be calling back again next week. Of course, sister of Barbara Streisand, aunt of Josh Brolin, brother-in-law of James Brolin.
Friend's cousin of Rena Wilson.
And
Rubba Wilson. Yeah.
And guess who else?
Anna Kendrick.
Ex-brother-in-law of Elliot Gould.
Oh.
You guys like Elliot Gould? He was phenomenal. We talked
who?
To him. Elliot Gould, come on, you know Elliot Gould.
What?
Oh, Elliot Gould, I thought you said something else.
Oh, no, Elliot
Sorry.
Gould. So that was pretty amazing in itself as well. And then Mike Farrell, cool dude, at I think 77, Dr. Keeling's Curve about climate change. And that's a very interesting show, one-man show. And it could be very scary out there, what's happening with climate change. A certain party doesn't believe in that. But most of the scientists do, by the way, 97% believe in climate change. And that could, the sea level rises, guess what? We're going to be floating.
Leonardo DiCaprio made a comment about that during his Oscar acceptance speech. Spoiler alert, if you still have DVR'd it and hasn't watched it.
Oh, maybe they haven't seen it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don Knotts, who's heard of Don Knotts ever in their life? You guys have heard of Don Knotts.
Well, of course.
Yeah, he's got really colorful scarves and stuff like that and always bothers
that was Three's
Jack Tripper. What?
Mr. Furling or Furling
Furley.
Or something. Furley.
But what's funny is somebody on my Facebook feed posted, Don Knotts died. Rest in peace, Don Knotts. And I'm like, that was 10 years ago, dude.
Yeah, it was. But his daughter, Karen Knotts, had a one-man show.
I think they DVR'd it. That's what happened.
Probably. But it was a fascinating one-man show. She's very funny, by the way, Karen Knotts. A one-woman show. You're right. And then Gene Kelly, can you believe... Patricia Ward Kelly, at age 26, married Gene Kelly when he was 73, and she's still pretty young. And a great a tribute to Gene Kelly. Of course, you're a little too young, Joseph, to know Gene Kelly.
I like Gene Autry, personally, if we're talking about jeans.
Well, you're going way back. Oh, genius, you said?
No, jeans. Well, and also Wranglers. We had a debate about Wranglers versus Rustlers. I think you said Wranglers, right, Eric? Wranglers last week?
Wranglers. Those are the Wranglers. People on set who wrangle the children or the animals or whatever's unruly on set.
Yeah. My dad wears Levi's. But
Levi's. Mm-hmm. That's a very cool deal. But now... American Graffiti reunion also happened, so we interviewed Cindy Williams, Candy Clark. That was a lot of fun. Of course, Mackenzie Phillips. So it was a lot of fun. So it seems like it's more than just a film festival. They bring in the stars, cool people. Patrick Schweiss does a great job as executive director.
I heard you had a wheelbarrow that you were eating out of food.
No wheelbarrow. Oh, did
you
I?
You said that.
Oh, did I?
I think you were probably so delirious with food.
Yeah.
Food.
There was food everywhere, by the way. It's true. And
did you bring some back?
I did.
Oh, okay. Where?
Yeah.
Is it because all I see is just a bag there, and it doesn't look like enough?
Oh, yeah. That's all that was left. You're right.
Okay.
But it's really a cool place. A lot of great films, filmmakers. We may see some of the films at the Phoenix Film Festival. I don't know.
Yeah, the Dating Daisy one is in competition at the Phoenix Film Festival.
I didn't see that one, but it did one tied with best.
The gun one.
Is that a gun in your pocket? Uh-huh. I did see that one. I met the filmmaker. We're going to have him on Cool Dude. I did meet the people from Dating Daisy. In fact, they were on. You're right. We had them live.
And so was the
there were like six of them. It was a lot of, but really cool people. And I heard that's a great one, too. So, but only that one so far, you think? Maybe others.
No, that's the only one that's in competition. I've gotten a hold of the 10 competition films. Yeah.
Oh, so you know which?
Yeah, I know which ones are. But
so that's
Dating
one of
Daisy
them.
Is one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty good. So I didn't see that. So,
that's
yeah,
coming up in April, April 7th, I think, or something.
Yeah, it's coming up soon. So. A lot of good stuff, right?
Yeah. And a little bit later, we'll be talking a little bit about the Oscars as well. Spotlight. Dave, did you see Spotlight?
I have not seen it yet.
Oh, I give you good homework.
It's good, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll let you know. It won the Best Picture Oscar. Yeah. I'll let you know if I agree or disagree with that a little bit later on in the show. And like I said, we'll review Whiskey Tango Foxtrot as well. But Dave, we've got some taste test here.
We do?
Yeah. Okay. So these are Iwan protein chips. Okay, Iwan nutrition protein chips. There's 20 grams of protein in here. Okay, these are gluten free. You know how you like your gluten free things?
I do.
They're all natural. And Dave, I'm not going to tell you what the flavor is right now. Go ahead and grab you some out of there.
Uh oh.
And tell me what flavor this is. Okay.
Cinnamon.
Yep. Cinnamon French toast, okay?
That's not bad.
Yeah. So you guys try some?
What's it called?
The Iwan Nutrition Protein Chips.
It's not bad. Oh, how many calories in a bag?
There are 250 calories per bag. Calories from fat, only 100. Look at 20 grams of protein. Now, when can you have 20 grams of protein eating some chips?
I've never heard of it.
It's a brand new product. Iwan protein chips are the only great tasting high protein, all natural, organic, and non-GMO protein chip on the market. There's a bunch of different flavors. They sent us cinnamon French toast and sriracha. I know you don't like your spicy things.
No.
So that's why I brought in the cinnamon French toast for us to try today.
Yeah, that is pretty decent.
Yeah, they've also got sea salt. I think you like sea salt, right?
I love sea salt.
Barbecue is really good, and ranch. And who doesn't love ranch? They're the first snack product of a future line of all natural protein snack products that the company's releasing. They're not only the best and greatest tasting protein chip on the market today; they represent a better and healthier way to snack. Of course, wouldn't you rather eat this than one of those protein bars that kind of tastes like cardboard? They're available in thousands of health clubs, nutrition stores, and grocers. iwonnutrition.com, iwonnutrition.com. For a list of locations, you can email stores@iwonnutrition.com. But I think that's a lot better to eat than a protein bar.
Dave, is that paper? The paper in front of you, it looks like it caught on fire.
It did.
What happened, Dave?
At the hotel.
How did it catch fire?
I just put it down and there was a candle there and I go, oh my gosh. And I was running hysterically like Woody Allen with flames everywhere. And it was unbelievable.
Did you set off the smoke alarms?
No. No, I got it under the water real quick. Very, very quick. Hey, we forgot to say what? This hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive.
Yeah.
You know who he is?
I do. I talked about him last week.
You did? Oh, that's right. And of course, I saw him the other day. Actually, I came back, saw him because I ran over this tire and I thought, oh, we better look at the bottom of the car. And he did.
You ran over an alligator, road alligator.
Yeah, one of these road tires. But it turned out okay. Alexander, so nice. Get me in right away. So definitely call Alexander. All Care Automotive, 956-3781. That's 602-956-3781.
But you know what? I think now would be a perfect time for a break, of course, so I can enjoy some more of these chips without talking on the air and trying to, you know, do both things at the same time.
Oh, I see. You were segueing into the music with the crocodile.
Yeah, the crocodile tire, of course, as I was saying. Crocodile rock. Elton John bringing us into our break. When I was planning this week's show, I was thinking, well, what can I do with Zootopia? I was listening to the radio, and of course, crocodile rock came on, and I said, how about animal songs? So this is what sparked my imagination and encouraged me to make an animal-themed show today. Of course, Breakthrough Entertainment's Zootopia show. All of today's shows are animal-themed.
Animals. If you love animals, keep listening. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.